identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
Pacific Media Radio Station.
CFW 80s, 90s, and more. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Monday to you. Hope you had a great weekend. Back at it. Mike McKay here, ready to ease into your Monday, full throttle into it. How's it going to be? Maybe right there in the middle. I got a lot of music to get you on the way. We'll pace it as we go through the morning. How's that? We'll figure this out as we go, how our Monday should be. A lot of things to share with you this morning. It is the 15th of September. Do you realize we are at the halfway point of September already? We have like a week left of summer, an official week left of summer before fall shows up. So let's make it a good one.
Now close.
This is 105.7 CFW.
Making love to you was never second best. I saw the world crashing all around your face, never really knowing it was always mesh and lace. I'll stop the world and melt with you. You've seen the difference and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do. I'll stop the world and melt with you. We should go better. Dream of better lives, the kind which never hate. We should see. Trapped in a state of imaginary grace. We should go better. I made a pilgrimage to save this human's race. Comprehending the race had long gone by. I'll stop the world and melt with you. You've seen the difference and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do. I'll stop the world and melt.
Wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. 105.7 CFW.
Look at this photograph. Every time I do, it makes me laugh. How did our eyes get so red? And what the hell is on Joey's head? This is where I grew up. I think the president owner fixed it up. I never knew we ever went without. The second floor is hot for sneaking out. And this is where I went to school. Most of the time had better things to do. Criminal record says I've broken twice. I must have done it half a dozen times. I wonder if it's too late. Should I go back and try to graduate? Last better now than it was back then. If I was them, I wouldn't let me. Goodbye, goodbye. makes me laugh. Every time I do, it makes me.
It's time for your good news story of the day with Mike McKay on 105.7 CFW.
All right, you know, donating to local food pantries is a great thing to do. Here's a guy in Daytona Beach, Florida, that decided he wanted to make a big difference in his community by donating food, 1 pound at a time. And since the beginning of his mission, James Roper of Daytona Beach, Florida, has donated 20,000 pounds of food to local food pantries, helping families all across central Wisconsin. He said, I've been on the receiving side. He said, so I wanted to, you know, give back to the food pantries, hoping I can get a loaf of bread. It's nice to know I can give back. And he's doing just that. One of the groups that James works with, Second Harvest Food Bank, has noticed requests for help have surged since benefits from the pandemic expired. And he said he's just going to keep donating, keep working at it, and keep helping people. He said a lot of people need a hand up, not a hand out. I see my role in this puzzle as helping people help themselves. Wow, job well done. And I think that should be motivation for us around here to see what we can do for the local food pantries.
Chippewa Valley wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning. And the Valley's fun music to start your day. 105.7 CFW.
Crazy for you. I'm crazy for you. And you know it's true. I'm crazy, crazy for you. It's so bad.
105.7 CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. You got our free Civic Media app on your smartphone? I hope so. If you don't, go to your app store today and get it. You never know when we're going to do one of our text to win contests, and you do that through that Civic Media app. You can also use it to listen to us anywhere, anytime. It's always right there in the palm of your hand. You can email us through it. You can drop a voice message through it. There's a little microphone icon that you'll see, and you can drop me. Matter of fact, I'd love to hear from you this morning. Where are you? What you're up to? How's your Monday looking for you? Open up that Civic Media app, go to 105.7 CFW, click that microphone, and you got up to 60 seconds to send me a message. And then it just automatically sends it right to me once you're done, okay? So if you don't have our free Civic Media app, get on over to your app store today and download it, okay? Good. Here's Ace of Base.
I will survive without you.
107 CFW 80s, 90s, more Run DMC, getting help from a couple of the guys, Steven Tyler and Joe Perry from Aerosmith with Aerosmith's remake of Walk This Way. It's Mike McKay along with you. How would you like to help out NASA that could someday, an experiment that someday could make it possible for people to actually live on Mars? And you would get paid while you do it. You interested? Stay close. In 7 minutes, I'll tell you all about it. Maybe you're not even that interested right now, but after I tell you about it, maybe you will be. Okay, give me 7 minutes. Don't go anywhere. Stay close. I'll tell you what it's all about, how it works out, how you could do it. Okay? This could be pretty amazing. I wonder if I could do this and still do my morning show. I don't know. We'll see. Here's Prince, 1999, 105.7 CFW.
90s and more.
105.7 CFW.
Five, seven, CFW, 80s, 90s, and more. How would you like to help out NASA? What they're going to do is they're going to print, 3D print a house and put four people in it. And what it will do is it will be at the Johnson Space Center, but it's going to simulate living on a base on Mars. That's right. So what you'll do is you're going to have to make solving make-believe emergencies. You're going to be doing tests, all kinds of things, and it would simulate that you're living on the red planet, on Mars. Here's the deal. You're going to be sealed up in this house with three other people. It's a 1,700-square-foot house, and you're going to be there for 378 days, so a little over a year. No contact with the outside world except with these, you know, NASA engineers, but it won't be face-to-face contact. I would assume it would be, you know, probably through a computer screen, that kind of thing. Now, here's the deal. If you're selected, you'll get $10 an hour. But before you say $10 an hour, it's that's 24/7, for 378 days. Okay. So it's $10 an hour, but you get paid every hour that you're there. I did the math on it. At the end of that 375 days, you'd get paid $90,000, a little over $90,000. So would you be interested in that? Now, again, you have to spend an entire year with three people you do not know. So I don't know. I probably couldn't do it. I'd probably tap out. I wonder, though, if you tap out, if you can, could I do my morning show from there? I'm going to check into it.
Oh, cool and at a bar, and I'm looking for some action. But like Mick Jagger said, I can't get no satisfaction. The girls are all around. None of them want to get with me. My threads are fresh and I'm looking deaf. Yo, what's up, what L.O.C.? The girls was all jocking at the other end of the bar, having drinks with some no-name chump when they know that I'm the star. So I got up and strolled over to the other side of the cantina. I asked the guy, why are you so fly? He said, Funky Cole Medina. Secret on how to get more chicks. Put a little Medina in your glass and the girls will come real quick. It's better than any alcohol or aphrodisiac. A couple of sips of this love potion and she'll be on your lap. So I gave some to my dog when he began to beg. And then he licked his bowl and he looked at me and did the wild thing on my leg. He used to scratch and bite me before he was much, much meaner. But now all the poodles run to my house for the Funky Cole Medina. You know what I'm saying? I got every dog in my neighborhood breaking down my door. I got Spuds and Kenzie, Alex from Strohs. They won't leave my dog alone with that Medina, pal. I went out to this girl. She said, hi, my name is Sheena. I thought she'd be good to go with a little Funky Cole Medina. She said, I'd like a drink. I said, okay, I'll go get it. And then a couple of sips, she cold licked the lips, and I knew that she was with it. So I took her to my crib, and everything went well as planned. But when she got undressed, it was a big old mess. Sheena was a man. So I threw her out. I don't fool around with no Oscar Mayer wiener. You must be sure that your girl is pure for the Funky Cole Medina. You know, ain't no plans with a man. It's the 80s and I'm down with the ladies. You know? Break it down. A little affection. I took a shot as a contestant on the love connection. The audience voted, and you know, they picked a winner. I took my date to the Hilton for Medina and some dinner. She had a few drinks. I'm thinking soon what I'll be getting. Instead, she started talking about plans for a wedding. I said, wait, slow down, love, not so fast. I'll be seeing ya. That's why I found you don't play around with the Funky Cole Medina. You know what I'm saying? That Medina's a monster, y'all. Funky Cole Medina.
Altoona wakes up with Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW.
Chippewa Valley Outdoors is home of the lightest campers in the Chippewa Valley. you can save thousands on remaining minor hail damage units. New campers as low as $14,995 and used starting just $3,495. They service all makes and models and have the lowest labor rates in the area. Located on Highway 53 off Melby Street, mention you heard this ad and receive an additional $250 off your camper purchase. Check them out at ChippewaValleyOutdoors.com.
Economy Furniture in Chippewa Falls is something that you gotta see. The biggest selection for miles around, two jam-packed floors of quality. At Economy, you don't have to wait for a sale, it can be yours immediately. Everyday low prices on the best brand names, and we finance it interest-free. Furnishing the Chippewa Valley since 1950. Economy Furniture's for me.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
It's game time with 105.7 CFW Big Deals. Why pay full price when you could score big with discounted gift certificates to your hometown favorites? Chickadees, C&J Scoop Shop, Carl's Barbecue. Don't wait, get in the game today. Go to WCFW.FM, click the Big Deals banner, and save like a champion with 105.7 CFW Big Deals.
Weather is sponsored by Peck Roofing, Inc., veteran and locally owned and operated. Learn more online at peckroofinginc.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, filling in for James Kelly. As officials consider rate hikes, residents are upset that their power may get more expensive. Xcel Energy is asking the Wisconsin Public Service Commission to approve increases. Electricity would go up by almost 12% next year, and natural gas would go up by almost 13%. Now, this is a two-year plan, so there would be further rate hikes the next year. Under Xcel's request, by 2027, electricity would cost 19% more than it does now, and natural gas would cost more than 14% more. Xcel leaders say it would cost the average customer an extra 61 cents per day for electricity and an extra 31 cents per day for natural gas. Well, that's got residents frustrated. One person told WQOW that nobody's wages have gone up 19 or 14%, and it'll be tough for some to afford the rate hikes. Xcel kept rates flat in 2025 and reported nearly $2 billion in earnings last year. Xcel leaders told WQOW that extra money will be used for upgrades and moving to more sustainable practices. They're planning to replace more than 11,000 electricity poles alone. The Wisconsin Public Service Commission will decide whether or not to approve those rate hikes later this year. Meanwhile, the race for governor will not feature a competition between Milwaukee's county executive and Milwaukee's mayor. Stuart J. Wattles reports.
Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson announced he's endorsing Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley in the Democratic primary for governor. Johnson praised Crawley, saying he had a record of delivering results, pointing to their work together on shared revenue agreements. Johnson said Crawley's experience in both the legislature and as a county executive shows he can unite people and get things done.
That's reporting from Stuart J. Wattles, and I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, filling in for James Kelly. You're listening to Civic Media News.
We may catch an isolated shower or thunderstorm later this morning or early this afternoon. Otherwise, partly cloudy today with a high in the mid-80s. The wind out of the southeast gusting to around 15 to 20. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, then mostly cloudy, mid to upper 60s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
CFW.
Some of them want to get you.
105.7 CFW 80s, 90s, Sports. Mike along with you. Hey, I want to remind you, coming up this Saturday, September 20th, it's Eau Claire County's Clean Sweep 2025. It's going to take place at WRR. That's at 52 Ryder Road, Eau Claire. That's off of Claremont, isn't it? Over on the west side? I think it is. This is your opportunity, if you live in Eau Claire County, to get rid of any of those household hazardous waste items free of charge. You know, you got laying around in your garage some old paint thinner or some corrosives or maybe some cleaners, some old fuel, used oil, that kind of stuff. Some old antifreeze, stuff that you don't want anymore. You can't just throw it in the trash. You got to dispose of it. This is your opportunity this Saturday, and it will be from 8 until noon. Again, it's going to take place at WRR 5200 Ryder Road in Eau Claire. That's this Saturday, the Eau Claire County Clean Sweep 2025. So get that stuff together this week. You can finally get it out of your garage. I know I got a bunch that I'm taking over on Saturday. I can't wait to get rid of it.
One thing I said that I would never do. A look from you and I would fall from grace. And that would wipe the smile right from my face. Do you remember when we used to dance? And incidents arose from circumstance. One thing led to another. Scream together songs unsung. It was the heat of the moment, telling me what my heart meant. The heat of the moment showed in your eyes. And now you find yourself in 82. The disco hotspots hold no charm for you. You can't concern yourself with bigger things. You catch a pull and ride the dragon's wings. Cause it's the heat of the moment. The heat of the moment. The heat of the moment. Showed in your eyes.
Nothing beats great music along with those lawn chairs and bonfires. Oh, and a full fridge, too. 105.7 CFW.